saying. You're saying if, for some reason, you were disappointed a year from today, that I would be the neck in that noose?
No,
I guess you're going to believe in Reverend Stone instead of J.R. Bob Dobbs now. Is that the way it is? You want to stay on Bob?
Test.
Huh? Okay, well, I'm going to use my watch, which actually was changed from Texas time in a sloppy way. I have 4 minutes till. Does that make more or less agree? Okay. You know, they could always just surprise us. And here's the other thing is, as we have... As I think we pointed out, you know, we're going to be able to watch X Day happen starting 7, if we're here. We'll be able to start watching it on TV like 17 hours previous because it starts at 7 a.m. at the Pacific International Dateline in the middle of the planet. The flying saucers line up, you know, over the planet and let it turn underneath, you see. So that it starts in roughly Pago in the middle of the ocean. We'll be able to watch X Day happening in Japan and Australia, for instance, assuming they're still broadcasting from those countries, you know. It'd be terrible if suddenly tune in and get static, but.
There's always
you got
a chance.
The pills? Who else needs pills? We got two more minutes. Now, like I say, this isn't intended. The pill is not in. What? No, you can only have one pill. The rabbi's got one. You're trying to blame a mortal for the affairs of the gods. Huh. Oh, yeah, you need one. Okay, let's see. I'm getting out of... We'll soon be at the one-minute countdown. So, Oh, well, by the way, who here actually has spent their $30 or $20 in the past to become a member of the Church of the Subgenius? Let's see your hands. Okay. Anybody who's not, doesn't have their hands up. You ever see those bumper stickers that say this car will be unmanned in case of rapture? Well, you'd be busy with a fire extinguisher, actually. Yeah, okay. Oh, you're like,
It is quite possible that the tamper-proof
honey, you didn't buy that $30 membership, dear.
On next day.
If I was nice, I'd give her. Okay, we're getting down to 1 minute. Okay, at 10:45 seconds. Now, wouldn't we be sort of excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're down to 30 seconds yet, Reverend Stang.
We're at the 30 seconds to fake X Day. When we hit the exact zero mark, that's when you stick the warhead in your mouth and trust us that we didn't inject some sort of little extra candy into it.
It is time to...
It was, after all, inside a little vacuum-sealed wrapper, right?
It is time to deseal the pill. It is time to break the vacuum seal.
Give me 29
seal.
More, it should be ruptured. Okay. Five,
break the seal.
Four, three, two,
place
one.
Place the seal in your mouth.
X Day! And.
Wait a minute, there's something in that pill, Reverend Stank.
52 seconds. 52 seconds, and the sour translation will go away. Meanwhile, one more time. Just to let them know, we're still here.
It is good for maximum
effect. It's time, children. Come on, children. Line up. Take the Kool-Aid. Leave your container at the door.
Place the veil over your head.
God, look at that. They're doing it. Okay. Doing pretty good so far.
Phil, please lie down. Have your drink. Go and lie down.
Place
somebody
the Kool-Aid.
Somebody should point that camera over there. So that
into your nearest orifice and consume the Kool-Aid. Do not be alarmed by the bittersweet aftertaste. For maximum effect, place the Kool-Aid underneath your tongue.
Yes, drink your Kool-Aid and lie down.
Do not be alarmed if you feel the sudden urge to go into convulsions. This is only the high density of sugar content.
Well, let's see. We'll write things.
No reflection of any compounds contained therein.
This is, after all, a drill. We'll just start making lists of things we need to know. Oh, people are donating towards someone else. I burned one. I'll throw in the extra dollar.
I would like to point out that there is a person here at the drill who has contributed more to the Church of the Subgenius than any person in the history of this planet. There are many who would say that without her patience, none of us would be here today.
Praise Connie.
There's one thing about this person, though. She does not have a membership in the Church of the Subgenius.
Say it ain't so!
So we're taking up a collection for Mrs. Stang,
a.k.a. someone else.
A.k.a. someone else.
Whoa.
Praise God.
In the Church of the Subgenius.
Does it really count if she doesn't spend it? Another fiver. Hey, we're
20
well, let's
bucks
see.
Already.
We'll have to...
We only need five more ones.
We only need... 10 more $5 bills, and we'll have that $30.
That's it, my friend. We did it.
Shelby is saved.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle above.
She's saved many times over.
And the heavens open. And the money rained in.
50? I've got 50, and I have
Boss,
barely even
biblical prophecy has come.
Gosh, maybe one of the kids will be able to come along too, dear. Wait a minute.
What about the family dog?
Well, now, look, this isn't about money, dear friends. And I'll tell you something. You can talk about lame rants and all this other stuff. It is 7 in the morning and so forth. Look, I'm happy now. Hell, I've got slack. What do I need to be preaching?
And remember, whenever they say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
The story of reality there. Yes.
Speaking of Jesus, in the greatest tradition of Jesus, he is once again a no-show.
Isn't that just like Jesus?
But he will be back. Have faith.
Give it a couple thou.
And then everything will be okay.
You know, there's something about giving this money at the very last minute that just kind of bothers me. I mean, when you know the money's not going to be worth anything... To give it up then is not a sacrifice. You've got 1 year left to give that money up, and you better not wait till the very last day. I mean, come on. We want to see some of that money come forward before July 5th, 1998.
Well, now we can tell these people to do all kinds of things. We could say, well, obey us and question authority. We could say, give Bob tons and tons of money. We could say, kill a human being every day. Or spray paint Bob heads everywhere, get everybody Bob on TV. But to tell the honest truth, I mean, really, why dress it up? Are not the exes going to do all of that for us in 365 days? The only thing you have to do is stay alive for another 365 days. That's the only thing that you really have to do. Think you can handle it? Sometimes I want to kill them or me. But by God, I only got to sweat through 365 more of them. And that's it. And then it's up to them. They'll take care of killing the pigs.
Fear not. Children, that's just more room on the saucers.
That loosened him up some.
The con always wants to take advantage of its fallen. Anybody else who wants to have a shot at the Reverend, that's only $5. $5.
Oh, Christ, you're a pimp.
A pimp for Bob.
Of course, pimp.
You know, we need more of this, brothers and children of the faith. We need more queers for Bob.
Hey,
I'm sick and tired of all these people saying...
He ain't alive. I'm not queer.
Necro queers for Bob. When Bob tells you, bend over, your response should be how much. Not when, not where, just say how much. When he says grab that rail, you say, yes, sir, I will. There should be no hesitation in your voice. This is more than about sex. This is about eternal love for your God. Would you not be willing to take it in the ass for Bob? Brothers and sisters, I want to hear an amen. Amen. And not only are you going to take it where Bob wants to put it, but you're going to enjoy it.
Whether you like it or not.
And if Bob wants to do it repeatedly, you just make sure that you look like you're enjoying it, whether you do or not. That's the important thing. If he wants to use a little grease, that's fine. If he doesn't want to use grease, hey, you do the spitting. Well, I think maybe we can resurrect Reverend Stang if we try real hard.
Anybody got a big car truck? Or it'd be the first time.
Perhaps some special Kool-Aid will do it. The cup of salvation.
Yeah, we'll try that. Try a little bit of the sun.
Purpose Lil.
It's a miracle! You're walking a little funny there, Reverend Stang.
What,
did you think he was really dead? He always falls asleep when the gunshots start flying.
Yeah, Shelby told me he always pretends he's asleep.
I hope I reacted fast enough. You didn't tell me anything about that little stunt ahead of time.
We didn't want to loosen you up.
Surprises. I suppose there might be some surprises. Well, I thought I'd learned everything last time. I got added something to my notes. Second pair of shoes. Dry shoes. That's what I put on my list. Somewhere there's about half of us are probably going to have to add something to their list. Something to remember. But they took? Did we catch anybody not taking the pill or drinking the Kool-Aid? That's the question.
That's how we tell who's the... conspiracy collaborators. And
we don't want to leave anybody shitting non-pink turds after X-Day. You know, that brainwashed soda pop gives me an idea. Something with enough food coloring in it, you'd be able to tell who had the Kool-Aid. If it had that blue... Okay. Blue shit in Kool-Aid. Huh?
The almond flavor Kool-Aid. We're going to have special vodka pudding.
You know, that's kind of miraculous. Who missed a pill? A few people got here a little late. Well, you would have been ruptured anyway if you had your $30. You know, you wouldn't have to be standing in any one place. You just... Yeah, so you could theoretically sleep through it. Huh?
Well, that just goes to show the importance of being there on time on next day. Don't want to be late, none. Remember, you don't want to be a standby when it comes time for the rupture. You might get
bumped. You don't want to sleep through it.
No, sir.
You might spend your eternity sleeping. Sort of like when, if you're making a face when the rupture happens, you're going to be stuck with that face forever, man. It's like when somebody hits you on the back when you're making a face. It'll freeze in place. So, you know, you don't want to have a really bad hangover at that moment, 7 a.m. But that's when you should be able to wait until just after 7 a.m. for that first drink.
And unlike today, you might actually want to go and take a shower and get all cleaned up, because the way you look on X-Day is the way you're going to look for all eternity. And you can look and see that the faces of your neighbors, and you might as well just burn that image into your mind, because you're going to be looking at these same people for all eternity.
No, wait, actually, that's not all doctrinal, Doug.
Wait now. Remember, you can lead a subgenius to water, but you can't make him bathe.
I told you all I had to say. All you have to do, as far as I'm concerned, is make it through the next 365 days without getting your ass killed.
Yeah, what are you expecting?
Oh, yeah, I actually had the X-Day drill, but I left it up in our toolbox.
I think I had my X-Day drill the day I gave my $20 to the church.
Is anybody here a $10 member? Oh, there you go. D.K. Jones, Susie the Floozy, signed up then when rates were low. If Jesus and I were sticking to the plan, the membership rates would now go up to $300. And then we'd add a zero every week for the next several months, and then a zero every day, and then a zero every hour. But
we don't want to give them too much of a tip-off, though. Once we start raising the rates a year ahead of time, that's just kind of an indication, hey, there may be more to this than just a parody.
We don't want to make it to where only the rich get saved. Yet. You know, there's something to be said for that. The Scientologists are way ahead of us financially, friends, and that's exactly how they handled it. Only the rich may be saved. We don't want to have to do that, but we certainly will. So, if you got any friends at all, family, you better get them signed up now while rates are low. Praise God. Is anyone moved to make any other comments besides stay alive for the next 100 years? Oh, Motomac. Oh. The Motomac of all time.
Praise God. Hey. Well, after being dragged out of my bed at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning after a hard night of hard sex and hard liquor, I'd like to say that I now truly understand why, Subgenia, I take such pleasure in killing Bob.
Praise Bob.
And also, if I might also say, I have to be heading off to home soon, and I think there are some others who'll be spending most of today driving. So I'd just like to say, I had one fucking hell of a time this weekend, and we have got Ivan Stang, Susie the Floozy, Pastor Legume,
Papa Joe
Mama, and everybody else here to thank for it.
Ugly Bob, Lord.
Fuck Bob. You know what Bob did this weekend? All Bob did this weekend was rain on us on Friday. He gave us cold weather.
That was,
that was Mother Nature.
And then he kidnapped you yesterday.
That was the Wicca witch of the
then
West.
Then who was that smiling man with the pipe that we saw in the car as it drove away from the crucifixion?
It could have just been a coincidence.
Hey, look, the bottom line is, you are the subgeniuses that got off your butts and came all the way here. You are fucking nuts. You are fucking nuts. Praise Bob!
Now, some people might just say, well, it's a coincidence that you're here. And some people might just say that it's a coincidence that a smiling man with a pipe is our savior. But I'm not the type to believe in coincidences. Is it a coincidence that on July 2nd, just 3 days before our little get-together, that Hollywood releases a major motion picture, Men in Black?
Is that funny, they did something like that last year, didn't they?
And what is the plot of this so-called movie? Very similar to Independence Day plot. The aliens come, the aliens try to conquer, and the aliens lose. Now, You know, I seem to recall that Hollywood theme in a bunch of other movies looking back into the past. Why, there was the day the Earth stood still, there was the War of the Worlds.
That means that these tape recordings we're making for the sake of future history.
Well, absolutely.
If any.
But doesn't that seem a little odd that Hollywood always starts kicking out these movies about the aliens being repelled? And then now that the end times are just around the corner, now it's not just a semi-annual event, it's an annual event. Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the faith, I propose to you that come the actual end times, July 5th, 1998, we're going to see Hollywood cranking out a movie every single month. And then the final month, you're going to see Hollywood putting out a movie about the Exodus being put back into space. Every single day you're going to see a new movie coming out. And then come July, you're going to start seeing one coming out every single hour. And then come July 5th, at 12 o'clock in the morning, you're going to start seeing a Hollywood movie coming out every single minute. And then come 7 o'clock, they're going to be cranking out every single second. Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters of the faith, good children, I'm not the type to believe in so-called coincidences. When it starts happening, you could just say, well, that's just a coincidence. Or you could say, this is exactly what it was foretold in the book of the scripture. Well, let's think about some other coincidences that occur here. Did you all know that on our first X-Day drill, July 4th, while we were sitting down here in this pavilion, yucking it up, that the so-called Exodus mock-up mannequin UFO just happened to crash? Yes, sir, brothers and sisters, it was right up there flying, hovering. It had been doing so for months.
And 50,000 pinks went to Roswell this weekend instead.
Oh. Which brings up another coincidence. The Air Force just happened to choose this month to just claim that the Roswell incident ever happened. It was an Air Force dummy. They've been doing it since 1951. Too bad Roswell was 1946. So the UFO just happens to crash land July 4th on our X-Day drill. Now, that could be a coincidence. Could just be coincidences happen. But isn't it just like the conspiracy to explain away that which it doesn't understand as mere coincidence? And what about where we're sleeping? Do you know where we're sleeping? We are sleeping in an office building. And not just a building, little tiny office cubicles. A mobile home that they cram so many little worker conspiracy bees in, it's not even funny. You can't roll around in there without seeing an electrical outlet for a computer screen. Those rooms must be, what, 10 feet by 8 feet, if that much? This is a symbol, my friends. One moment, it's a worker place. The next moment, sub-genies are getting slacking on their X-Day drill. Coincidence? I think not. And maybe it's a coincidence that we have these fine men and ladies in the faith gathered together right here now. And maybe it'll just be coincidence that we'll gather together this time next year. Do I hear praise Bob?
Praise Bob!
And maybe it'll just be a coincidence that we find ourselves flying together into the heavens come this time next year. On next day, the real thing. Praise Bob!
What's going to happen just happens to be what Bob happened to want to happen anyway.
And if
just
we kill
a coincidence
along the way, maybe it'll look like they were killed. Maybe it was just an accident, a coincidence.
Yeah, just like Papa Joe was saying about the coincidence about all these movies. And I agree with him. I agree that there is some kind of a conspiracy going on here. Because like you said, last year, Independence Day, 4th of July weekend, 5th of July weekend, comes out, the aliens are repulsed in 3 days. This year, X Day weekend, Men in Black, oh, a bunch of good old boys, happy, funny kind of guys running around like Ghostbusters killing little alien guys. Yeah, the Men in Black were our friends. What about next year? Next year the movie's going to be The Aliens Invade. But this time, they take over and they make everything okay. Oh yeah, they make everything okay. They cure all disease. They take care of crime. Oh yeah, everything's just great. And then there's this band of maniacal people who decide that they want everything back the way it was when there was free choice, but they'll be rudely stomped out. They'll be the evil, sadistic people with the black t-shirts on, ready to spread anarchy all over the earth again. But people don't want that now because the air's clean and fresh and all your children are educated by age 5 and employed by age 6. And the evil, rebellious humans will be the enemies that'll be stomped out. And it'll be a big blockbuster, and everyone will leave calling it the feel-good picture of the year.
I believe Dr. Legume has seen a vision, dear friends. I know that he, in fact, I believe that he saw, you saw that vision just now, this morning, did you not, while Father Joe Mama was talking. I could see the little tiny gears cranking away in his head. That's
coincidence.
Two
claws up.
My friends, about this time on the Real X Day, be 20 minutes in. Some of you probably be going, finally I got slack. I'll just sit back and do whatever that thing is I always wanted to do. Others be going, well, I'll have slack as soon as I take physical torturing revenge on every single person that ever pissed me off for whatever reason, unless they happen to have a $30 membership card in their pocket. Then you're on your own, buddy. But your escape vessel's going to have to do war against that guy's escape vessel. Good luck. War in space. But, once again, Dan, don't want, how come I'm to blame?
Remember,
you want,
Jesus will protect you from the devil, and Bob will protect you from the aliens, but who will protect you from your fellow sub-G?
Yes, that's something we, Bob never promised anything about your protection from your fellow sub-genie. Actually, the ones left behind on Earth will probably have a much rougher time of it. They'll have something that they feel they need to conquer.
While all the pinks are running around telling each other, well, you be careful about bending over for that bar of soap and them some genies is around when you're taking the showers. What they don't know is, when we got him in the showers, you already got him where we want him. Praise Bob.
A true Papa Joeism, indeed. I'm ready for breakfast. I don't know about the
Praise
rest.
Praise breakfast.
Huh? What?
Too much gristle, not enough meat.
Oh, you said let's eat. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Coming next year, corn-fed Stang barbecue.
Oh, yeah. And all the great shit that y'all are going to get to do on X Day isn't going to end with the pleasure saucers, because afterwards, you each get your own personal planet to rule over as you please. I mean, we're not going to cheat. You know, we're not like the Mormons or nothing. The Mormons, they give everybody who dies their own planet. All them good dead Mormons become gods of their own planets. I know about mine. I saw my planet in a vision. The planet of broken glass. Everyone on the planet of broken glass weighs 600 pounds. Every day it's 120 degrees with 100% humidity. No one has any clothes except for shoes. There are no chairs. There's no place to sit, just broken glass. Any cut you get will never heal. No matter how severe, you'll never die. And every day at 4 o'clock, it'll rain rubbing alcohol for 10 minutes. And everyone will sweat, and there'll be nothing to eat. And the radiation will have turned everyone's blood into a rich and tasty sauce. And the only thing you'll be able to do is hunt down that next 600-pound, deep-booted, naked humanoid. Snatch him up and eat him. But no matter how severe his wounds, he'll never die. Every bite, every morsel, every piece of shit that falls from your ass will feel the pain of its original donor. And I shall rule over this planet. However, I am issuing visas for anyone who wants to visit.
Praise Bob.
Someone else just informed me that there was enough donations to save the whole family. Yeah. We'll have to make our two teenage kids come to the next one. We'll actually have an excuse to do